I'm Archbishop Timothy Broglio, the Archbishop for the Military Services, which is a personal archdiocese covering basically the whole world, wherever U.S. military are stationed, and also we have the VA hospitals as well. Probably the most moving experience I had with the Eucharist was a shut-in to whom I had been bringing communion as she was dealing with and then eventually dying of cancer. At the very end of her life, she's not really able to eat anything. And so I asked her family if I could bring her the precious blood. And it was one of those ideal situations in the sense that I had the 11 o'clock daily mass in the parish, and the other associate was around as well. And so the two of us went to her home, and I was able to bring the precious blood in the chalice. So it was very clear to her what she was receiving. She had to receive through a straw, but I can still see the expression on her face as she received our Lord in the Eucharist for the last time. Just the amazing peace, a smile of complete recognition, and she died just a few days later. And that has always brought to home the importance of being able to be accompanied on your last journey with the Lord in His Eucharistic presence. And that incident took place almost 45 years ago. So it's still very much a remembrance for me. One of the things that the bishops of the United States have tried to do with this three-year Eucharistic revival is to invite Catholics in the United States to appreciate the tremendous gift that we have in our Lord's presence in the Eucharist, a presence which obviously is the perfect prayer when we gather for the celebration of Mass, but then our Lord reserved in the tabernacle is also a very unique presence of the Lord, and we wanted to invite Catholics in the United States to appreciate that presence and also to be aware of this treasure that we have. And so we began by emphasizing a diocesan and parochial moment to this revival, then a regional moment, and finally culminating in a Eucharistic Congress, which we've not had in the United States for many, many years, which will be at Indianapolis in July of 2024. It will be an opportunity for the whole country to gather, not only in praise of our Lord in the Eucharist, but also to deepen our understanding and our knowledge with the conferences and the moments of prayer that will take place in this context of the Eucharistic Congress, which will be preceded by a Eucharistic procession from the four corners of the United States, all converging in Indianapolis, which we're told is at the center of the country. I don't know if that's exactly right or not, but at least it's more central than many other places. So it'll be an opportunity to gather as a nation and celebrate the Eucharist together. Certainly, I hope that all of you can come and participate in the Eucharistic Congress in Indianapolis. It will be a great moment to manifest our faith and also to share that faith with our brothers and sisters from all over the country. May the blessing of Almighty God, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit come down upon you and remain with you forever.